producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the True Insiders. Ellen Ratner joins us now. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I am doing okay. It's been a wild woolly day in Washington, of course, as things have tended to be in the last week or two.
No kidding. What's the latest in Iraq and what's happening there?
Well, as you know, the president had a meeting with the very top people, and it's very interesting that he didn't have any of the whips in there. Again, he kept it to the top four people, which means to me, having watched Washington as long as I have, that he was revealing quite a bit of top secret information and confidential information, and that is what they had the discussion on. And they all released sort of very namby-pamby kinds of releases afterwards. It was really the people around them that weren't at the meeting that sort of spouted off pro and con what the president's position is anticipated to be.
All right, so we'll see what happens there, but obviously this is a huge deal, needless to say. Are you shocked from somebody who's covered this or no?
Well, I'm certainly not shocked as somebody who's been to Iran. I mean, Iraq.
Yeah.
I've also been to Iran, but I'm not shocked for somebody who's been to Iraq both right after the war and then, of course, a couple of years later. And I haven't been there probably in 9 years, so it's been a while. But I will tell you that nothing would surprise me. And it was very clear as we were going from Jordan into Iraq when Jim Pinkerton, not exactly a lefty, from Fox News passed me. And then we were in the car together and he said, and we're passing through Jordan into Iraq. And he said, if we think that this country is going to be pro-USA, in the 10 to 15 years from now, we're out of our minds. And we were, and that was what was going on.
Yeah. And look at how prophetic was that. I mean, look at what's happened, obviously. And so she said, you know, that's what I meant from that point of view of somebody who's been to the Middle East and particularly those two areas. And obviously that's going to continue to be a huge deal on the Hill and whatnot. But there's something else that happened with Harry Reid. He gave a speech on the Senate floor.
Oh,
I guess it was pretty high or fiery.
Oh, it was as fiery as I've ever heard Harry Reid. Yeah. And I mean, he went after Dick Cheney and said, well, if you're going to listen to him on Iraq, you know, basically, you can't listen to him. He then went after Paul Wolfowitz. He went after conservative commentators. I mean, I've heard a lot of speeches. I don't think I heard that one.
So then we jump from the Capitol and Harry Reid with fire coming out of his head to the president touring the Maker Faire at the White House. That's unusual, isn't it? I never heard of that.
Well, there are. Each president has sort of done often something with either a science fair. This is the first time the president has done a sort of new invention. And I thought some of them were pretty cool. I didn't actually get to see them today. We were doing pool, and I was not part of pool, although actually our staffer was. So that was good. And he saw just amazing kinds of inventions, everything from a new kind of crutch to a new way of mapping at terrain. Just really amazing kinds of inventions done by all kinds of people.
Yeah, cool. That'd be a fun thing to do. All right, the other thing
and the issue is that this is going to bring money, of course.
Yes.
Invention brings money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing is, as far as the president's concerned, this is big, and it comes back around to what we were talking about in the beginning. The president is going to meet with congressional leaders at the White House and did, right, late in the afternoon,
today. That's what I was talking about in terms of the Iraq meeting today.
Yeah, crazy.
And he only met with the four people, which means that they were discussing classified information.
Yeah. Dad, one last thing. Tomorrow is UN Radio Day. You always put it on. It's such a fabulous thing. We've broadcast from there before. Unfortunately, we couldn't be there live this time, but we're going to have some people on. What's the importance of that? I think that awareness is great.
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, they just don't think about what the United Nations does and some of the very heavy issues that it tries to resolve and some of the lighter issues it tries to resolve. You know, everything from how planes fly to, as you know, peacekeeping operations, a World Toilet Day, one of my actual favorites, about the almost 1.5 billion people in the world that don't have access to a real toilet.
Yeah.
And what that does for women who have to go into the field at night, they have to go to the bathroom, and what that does in terms of making them more susceptible to rape, et cetera.
Yeah, wow. All right, like I said, we will have some guests from there, though. That should be a fun time. Ellen, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.
Coming up this hour, the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, very excited. We're going to have Dr. Harlan Ullman on the show, and he's the guy who was the architect behind Shock and Awe, but he says it was not executed correctly. More importantly, this guy's had the ear of many, many politicos and certainly knows battlefield strategy, as he commanded many, many troops starting with his Vietnam days. And wait till you hear him. He is perhaps one of the best military minds. I will say he is the best military mind that I have ever interviewed on America Tonight, and he has plenty of thoughts on Iraq and what has happened here and why there were so many mistakes that were made and they keep being made and how we got there in the first place. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour here on ATN. So before we get there, though, as Ellen was talking about the conversation, the president saying, you know, I don't need permission, but gee, I'm going to include some congressional members on this one because of what happened last time around, meaning the 30 days. There was no 30-day notice with the bogus deal for Bo Bergdahl, the five Gitmo so-called Taliban dream teamers taking off into the sunset as Bo Bergdahl was being released by the Taliban, and it infuriated so many in D.C., so many of the lawmakers, because remember there was that 30-day deal that was supposed to kick in but didn't kick in. This time, including some congressional thought as to the strategy with Iraq, saying and prefacing it that I don't need permission, but I'm going to do this anyway. And that's what led to the conversation, consulting with a few others about the planning. The military chiefs are planning. The president is thinking it over. And Congress is still itchy, even though a few have been included, and here's what we're thinking of doing. But more and more, it looks like there's going to be some kind of intervention in that country. I ask you, as an American, how do you feel about that? Can you imagine if we had a wild surge? Would you support a full-on push back into Iraq? I mean, are you kidding me? And then you look at this ISIS, or ISIS, as many people refer to them as, this group that had this wild rise to power where they have the most money, supposedly, of any terrorist jihadist organization, and they are recruiting in a frenzy because they're paying decent money for people to hook up with them and go up against the Iraqi military. Stay with us. More to come, including Bergdahl's ex-comrades testifying on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Your country promised to always search for you. It promised to move heaven and earth to come get you. But I was never in survival training promised that my country would release some of the five biggest enemies of the United States and the people that we've tried to bring freedom to.
This continues to be the sticky point for so many. That was Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who served, Republican from Illinois, saying, as you heard there, there was no promise of that sort of a thing. And I was involved, so this wasn't a right thing to do. And this was part of what happened in Congress and one of the committees, because you had some platoon members, you had others who were on the Hill, looking at the circumstances surrounding Bo Bergdahl's capture by the Taliban in 2009, and, of course, the deal that ensued that released him this past May. He was captured after he walked off base, to just give you some of the facts in case you don't know them, in Afghanistan. And several of the platoon mates have since said that he deserted and that he endangered the lives of all of them because they went looking for him, including Cody Fuller, who was Bergdahl's roommate before their deployment, served pretty closely with him, and said at the hearing on Wednesday he had no doubt that Bergdahl deserted and that the desertion was premeditated. And he said, he told this to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, because that's where this hearing was held, he said, knowing that somebody you needed to trust deserted you in war and did so on his own free will is the ultimate betrayal. Then there was Mike Waltz, who commanded an Army Special Forces unit in eastern Afghanistan when Bergdahl was captured. He told that same committee that all military resources in that part of the country, in fact, were moved around to search for Bergdahl. And the Taliban capitalized on the effort and they launched attacks because they started feeding false information to their informant network to lure the forces out. And they did that, and that's what happened. Waltz, who now happens to be a senior national security fellow, they call them, with the New American Foundation, said that if somebody was killed during that specific amount of time, unless they tripped and hit their head on the way to the mess hall, they were out looking for Bergdahl. That was what they were doing. That was the mission. Find him. Do something about this. You never leave a man behind. So then there was Darren Andrews, who was killed in a rocket-propelled grenade attack. His unit was trying to recover a tank that broke down. There was another soldier, Matthew Martinick, who was also killed in the attack. The military told Andrews' parents their son was killed searching for a high-ranking Taliban commander. Andy Andrews insists Bergdahl was never mentioned. But since the release, six soldiers have approached the family with the revelation that their son was actually searching for Bergdahl, not what they were told, when he died. The military is saying nothing, nothing to the family on this, with their version of it anyway. And at a hearing last week, if you recall, we talked about this on America Tonight, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said he had no evidence that directly links any American combat death to the rescue or even finding or searching of Sergeant Bergdahl. So there's two different versions of what happened here. And actually, it's really important because Bergdahl is in San Antonio being reintegrated right now. Once that happens, then they're going to start to examine what happened with him. Was he AWOL? Do they label him deserter? What ultimately does he get slapped with? And how does that affect decisions surrounding him and if he's tried and all this other stuff? So there were a few people on that committee who were upset from the get-go, including Congressman Ron DeSantis, who said, you know, the administration touting Bergdahl as a hero is just to divert the public's attention from the price that we paid. He has not been shy about his criticism of the president for hosting the parents, Bergdahl's parents, at the White House, and for comments made by members of the administration celebrating the release. And once again, that's the Susan Rice blunder, now national security advisor. I said it before, Sunday and Susan Rice, no matter what her role is, do not mix. Whoever books her appointments should not put her on a Sunday show, seriously. For good reason, she came under fire for saying that Bergdahl served with honor and distinction. And that's wrong, because we don't know in the findings yet. And that's still, there are still things to be determined, as I said, which you can see already, there's some problems in a couple of different areas. Ugh. I don't think this is going to be an easy one to get to the bottom of. So while this is happening, this Afghanistan deal, the Bergdahl, the switch, the whole thing, the main water cooler buzz is over Iraq, because you've got a lot of soldiers in flux, too. I mean, where are they going? Are we sending more people, which we already have, over to Iraq? We've got boats nearby. We have more Marines ready to jump in. What is the strategy? What is an acceptable strategy to you when we talk about the situation in Iraq? How would you feel if you tuned in and you found out we've sent thousands of troops because it just has exploded there? Now, the military certainly has beefed up a little bit more on the as far as the Iraqi side is concerned, they have plenty of troops. But are they troops that are going to stay there and fight? Or are they troops that are going to disrobe, take off their uniform, drop weapons, and run? Because we know that there were some that did it. It was close to 60 people, supposedly, 60 guys, who were Iraqi military trained by the U.S., who took off when things got heated. I mean, they just took off because they didn't want to. They heard what was happening. They didn't want their heads on a stick. They didn't want to have to deal with it, so they left. But there is a very big military now there that, I'll say again, has been trained by the U.S. That's part of the money. That's part of what we did while we were there for so long. There and training there and with the military and diplomatically as well for all that that did with Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, who will continue to be the prime minister, ridiculously enough. And wait till you hear our next guest, Dr. Harlan Ullman. He has plenty to say about the blunder of having al-Maliki in that position in the first place and what people don't realize about that. And how did that happen and whose fault is that? And speaking of fault, because I got an avalanche of mail on this, I'm going to mention this at the top. Somebody asked me about Texas. They know our satellite facility of America Tonight is in Texas, and no, it is not on the border. Mitch asked me, are you close to the border? No, Mitch, not that close. Not that close. Texans are upset because they want more security at the border. There's been a massive surge. Governor Rick Perry says Texas can't afford to wait for Washington. We can't do it. This is a crisis. We're not going to sit idly by while the safety and security of our citizens are threatened. The State Department of Public Safety has been authorized to fund operations, check this out, of about $1.3 million a week. Because they say it's so ridiculous. The surge is unbelievable. They can't combat the flood of illegal immigrants. Can't do it. Crime rates up, drugs, cartels, gangs. But in Texas, they tried to do everything they could to push that back, and they did a pretty good job last year. Now, you multiply the amount that are coming in, and it's particularly those kids from Central America who they're shipping off to Arizona, but there's problems in with them coming into Texas. So the state's going rogue on its own. Well, it is called the Lone Star State. You won't help us? We don't want any help from Washington. Hang with us. Dr. Harlan Ullman next on ATN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America. Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big shout out to all the nooks and crannies. We've been talking about this, obviously, for weeks now. The situation, what the strategy is going to be, what's happening, what happened in the past with Iraq, and where we're headed from there. Very thrilled to welcome to this show somebody who has a massive amount of experience. In fact, that he's taking on the road next week. He's going to be in London to talk about British security and whatnot, Dr. Harlan Ullman, and he's the author of several books, including America's Promise Restored, Preventing Culture Crusade, and Partisanship from Wrecking Our Nation. That was a great book, one of the many that I read, and the author of Shock and Awe. And we're talking about the situation in the Middle East and particularly Iraq. Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, believe me.
So with all the experience you have, and it would take us an hour to go through all of it, but you have amazing amounts of experience when it comes to national security and foreign policy and terror and defense and economics and the finance of it all. I mean, you are a career naval officer who led countless combat missions in Vietnam and whatnot, and also you commanded a destroyer in the Persian Gulf. You look at the situation now in Iraq and where we are, and if you had to be one of the many people, let's say, in the war room, and you were kind of melding this strategy of where do we go from here, as you look at overall what's happening now, what would be some of the first steps you would take?
First of all, I take a deep breath. And I would say, look, the situation is not necessarily as critical as everybody is making it. Unfortunately, in Washington, anytime anything happens, it's the worst crisis since. The situation in Iraq is not good. The Maliki government is really bad news. They brought this upon themselves. What we're seeing was a predictable civil war. But the first thing that we have to do is to step back and look at the region extending from Libya in the Mediterranean all the way to the Persian Gulf, to Iran, to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and just say, okay, what's happening here? We have a series of potential conflicts, any one of which can explode, but we don't have any kind of an overarching plan. And many of these situations are linked. For example, what's happening in Syria and what's happening in Iraq cannot be divided. It's basically the same issue. And we have to realize that there are huge amounts of contradictions and that the United States has done some pretty stupid things to put us in this position. For example, if we decide that we're going to help the Maliki government, and I would oppose that, but if we were, the Maliki government is a Shia government, which is being supported by Iraq, which is also supporting Bashar al-Assad in Syria. So all of a sudden, we're going to be supporting the Shia in a major conflict with the Sunnis, and the Sunnis constitute basically a billion of the 1.3 or 1.4 members of Islam. One could regard that as kind of a really contradictory position if you didn't have a strategy. Now, the overarching thing we have to realize is that based on history, the only time occupations work is if they last. We still have American forces in Germany who lost World War II. We still have American forces in Japan who lost World War II. We still have American forces in South Korea after the Korean War that ended in 1953. My point being that you just can't get in and out. We got in and out even though it was a matter of 7 or 8 years in Iraq, and it's going to be about a dozen years in Afghanistan. So what we have to realize is that we have to rely on other people. And we have to rely on other types of strategies. And so the strategy that I would propose right now in the Middle East is that somehow we have to bring together the Sunni and Shia so we don't make enemies of both. The way to do that is, it seems to me, to have discussions with Iran where the key issue is the nuclear negotiations. We do not want Iran to get a nuclear weapon. And it seems to me the situation in Iraq is such that we might be able to use that in a way to induce Iran to move more quickly in terms of giving up all of its nuclear weapons, or it should say its ambitions. The reason that's important, because if we don't do that, the chances of some kind of an attack by Israel and or the United States are very large. But at the same time, I think we have to work with the Saudis, which are a major Sunni country, as well as Israel. And if we can strike a big deal among those three countries, possibly with the ultimate recognition of Israel and the absence of hostilities between Israel and Iran, bringing in Saudi Arabia closer to Iran, which deals with the Sunni-Shia split, we have a way over the longer term of relieving pressure both in Syria and in Iraq. And quite frankly, the situation, if we really believe that ISIS, which is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, are worse threats than Bashar al-Assad, then maybe Assad ought to be allowed to stay in power and quash that rebellion as a way of dealing with ISIS. Now, unfortunately, in the United States, it's going to be very difficult to come to some kind of a consensus as to who's the most evil and do something rationally. But my argument would be, let's look at an indirect strategy. Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Israel are the keys to this. There's very little that we should be doing in Iraq. Iraq has security forces of about 900,000, many of whom are well-trained. I think that that situation will stabilize. The downside, Kate, is unfortunately that this is going to empower Nouri al-Maliki to become even more powerful as the next prime minister. He's currently prime minister, but the elections were held April 30th. And so he's going to be empowered, which is going to complicate things. Let's just take a deep breath, see how things play out in Iraq before we commit to do anything, and work with the other countries to try to build some kind of a buffer or containment to prevent this from spreading.
What Nouri al-Maliki was, he wasn't the right guy to begin with. Do you remember when he came to Washington, it was a couple of years into this, and he was talking to somebody from the Washington Post, and he said that, geez, I don't want this the next time around. I'm kind of stepping away from this. And there he is, the guy that's been at the center since the beginning. I don't understand why there wasn't a push to perhaps find someone better, but then as I say that, I guess it was all about those elections, right?
Look, the Bush administration got into this mess, and the Obama administration tried to get us out, and they both failed badly. Maliki was a villain. He was a Shia version of Saddam Hussein without all the nasty characteristics, and we knew that from going on. why we would believe Maliki is beyond my comprehension. There's a great fistfight going on in Washington right now. In essence, who lost Iraq because we got out? And, of course, the Democrats are saying it was George W. Bush who failed to sign the Status of Forces Agreement. And John McCain is saying, well, he was in a room with Maliki when Maliki said the Americans could stay. The problem is, why would you believe Maliki? This guy is not trustworthy. He'll say anything to empower himself. And we're sort of stuck with it. And so, therefore, I think the smartest thing we can do for the time being is let events play out over the next week or two. The Shia militia will rally, and I think they will take on the insurgents. What you have to realize is that this is a civil war. The number of insurgents are relatively small, in the thousands. But what they have done, because they are in the Sunni north, they have gathered together all of Saddam Hussein's boys who got thrown out of the army in 2003, who were still fed up. And so what you see is a civil war in which the Sunnis are rebelling against the government Shia-led in Baghdad. That will take time to work out. It's not as if we had German panzer divisions racing through France or racing into Iraq. What you have is a relatively small insurgent opposition, which is being very much supported by the Sunnis in the north, who have very, very real grievances. That has got to play out. And I don't think that Maliki is going to put in place a government of reconciliation because he's using this as a crisis to empower himself, which he has done from the very beginning. So do we want to get engaged in this right now, where if we drop the first bomb on top of the Sunnis, we're going to make ourselves known as enemies to the Sunnis? I don't think so. So let's just play a waiting game. We have other options, and let's see how this plays out.
Yeah, I mentioned at the top that Dr. Ullman, of course, is the principal architect of the doctrine of shock and awe, and we know that to be the military strategy for invading Iraq. And
Oh, no. I want to correct you. The shock and awe that was used in Iraq was not within light years of what we had proposed. Shock and awe in Iraq was basically a slogan that was adopted by General Tommy Franks. The shock and awe that we had proposed was based on the ability to affect, influence, and control will of perception of the adversary. And what you wanted to do was start with the outcome that you wanted to achieve and then use all the elements of power. What we saw in the first and the second Iraq wars, the United States went in with massive advantages, overwhelmed the enemy, and then forgot about what happened next. Mm-hmm. If shock and awe had been applied as we had wanted it to be, we would say, okay, the outcome we want is a fairly stable, peaceful Iraqi state under the rule of law. Now, how do you do that? And the military aspects would have been a small part. And one of the things we would not have done was to decommission the Iraqi army. We would have put somebody in charge of Iraq, the proconsul, who knew what he was doing, and Jerry Bremer was not the right guy. And we would have moved much more quickly in terms of the economic issues that would have made Iraq into a much more viable state. So what you got was a sound and light show. It was American overwhelming military superiority. And then we forgot what it was all about. And the subsequent occupation became a catastrophe. And unfortunately, the withdrawal just compounded that problem.
So as you proposed that, and you had to be pretty disappointed that it didn't get carried out to fruition then.
If you could sue the U.S. government for libel, we would have done so.
Wow. I'm glad you cleared that up. Wow. That's amazing. Because you know that this gets said all the time, and that's interesting. And it's so opposite. It's nice to know that that payoff didn't happen, because that makes much more sense as you just explained it
to
us, certainly.
Well, I opposed the war. I was one of the very few, the second Iraq war, arguing, yeah. I don't believe that the Iraqis had weapons of mass destruction. It was overwhelming evidence that they didn't. Unfortunately, the Bush administration was determined to impose democracy to change the strategic landscape of the Middle East, and boy, did they ever. And unfortunately, we're living with those sins right now, and it's not going to get better for some time to come, I'm afraid.
Wow. Dr. Ullman, we're out of time. It was terrific having you on. We'd love to have you back on again. Thanks for joining us on America Today.
A book coming out called A Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand Still Menaces the Peace. 100 years ago, Ferdinand was killed. World War I started. Are there similarities today, and how do we deal with them? And this book addresses how do you fix the problems that prevent another World War I-like situation breaking out on a regional basis.
Cool. Next time you come on, we'll go deeper into that whole theory and explore
it. Terrific.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring's the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can you feel it? Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of me.
This final couple of turns for this hour of America Tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can in the situation in Iraq and beyond. 855-266-5283. 855-266-K. Plus, we've got a couple of what I think are the biggest blunders of the week. And we'll do that also in just a second here. But as I said, if you jingle those numbers, we'll go out to you. And we've got our pal Dan in Texas listening. And Dan, how are you doing?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You got a great staff. I love Matt and Nathan. They're just two great people. And I appreciate you for the forum that you allow us to call in to have and share with our rest of our little GCN group that we have. Okay, now, I got something for you. There is a video that you have got to see called TheyComeToAmerica.com, and you have got to see this, and that's all I'm going to say. It's about this invasion that we're having on our border which you referenced a while ago, which I was listening to, and you have got to see that. You have just got to see.
I will look. Okay.
And I've got a whole little diatribe I'd like to run down about Obama, but I'm this is a Muslim fundamentalist, basically, that uses Lewinsky, and Hillary wrote her thesis on Lewinsky, so two birds of the same flock, okay, shall we say? These people are using this invasion of the kids, and they're sending them to places like Boston, to New York, to Los Angeles, to Arizona, to Texas, Nevada. They're sending them all over the country to disperse them, to where we can't get our hands on them and kick them right back out of the country. And there's no pretense anymore. They've got Border Patrol told not to bother with them, just give them a few bucks and send them on their merry way, and they're even being supplied. And our South American good friends are advertising on the radio, come to America. They'll take care of you. And the people that have gotten here that have made phone calls back home and say, hey, you won't believe how easy it is. And they're coming with pregnant women. Now we're going to have born babies here in America. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay? So I'm telling you, this was planned by Barack Hussein Obama and his minions. And it's to destroy America. He planned on changing America from the very beginning. He even said so. And this is part of his plan. This was planned out by his administration. Because we knew 6 months ago, according to what I heard today, from the border guards, that they were told, don't bother arresting them. Just make sure they're nice. They're taken good care of.
Yep.
We will take care of them. We will issue them a permit to stay temporarily, and they can report to a judge, blah, 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 blah. And you know they're not coming back for that court hearing, right?
Yeah. They're not coming back. 90 days, see you in 90 days,
they're
never.
They're going all over the United States,
yeah.
Kate. They're being
shipped
out all over the United States where we can't get to do anything about them. This
yeah.
is all by point. And this is going to affect everybody's bottom line, their dollars, your bank account, your savings account, your checking account, your income, your taxes. It's all going to come out of you. You, me, everybody else there that can hear my voice.
I agree. I agree, Dan. Well said. It's a problem, and I heard the same thing, thank you, from the Border Patrol. I was telling you that I had a couple of friends, one in particular, who went to work a long time ago for the Border Patrol and ditched a career in television broadcasting and is just so disgusted by the things that he's seen. And the exact way Dan portrayed it is very much what he said. Just let it go. Just let it roll off your back, because this is what we're intending to do. Without saying it, without spelling it out, but almost spelling it out, it's outrageous. It really is. So if you can't get through at 855-266-5283, you can always slip us an email any time of day. 24/7, baby, we're open. AmericaTonight.net. On that, a couple of the blunders of the week as we get close to the end of this hour. And I got to tell you, one of the things that has been talked about so much in this country is the Redskins, right? You know, the football team. And whether they should be forced to not use that name any longer, the name that they've had from the very, very start. You know where I stand on this, and I've actually talked to several people with an Indian background about it. Is it offensive because you understand how it was used, that kind of thing? Well, it doesn't matter anymore because the Patent Office canceled the Redskins' trademarks.
What?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Not in this circumstance. So here's what's interesting. You know, the reason you have a trademark is so people can't rip you off and use your logo, use your name, that kind of thing. So now people could just run amok and use the Redskins wherever they want to. So it's canceled six trademarks belonging to that football team on Wednesday. And the reason they did it, they said they're offensive to Native Americans. So they found a way around it. The team has spent millions defending that trademark over the years. Of course, they're going to appeal the decision, but so for now, what they're doing is the Patent Office is going to treat the trademark registrations like they're valid during the appeals process. But if they lose the appeal, that's it. So the Redskins can continue to use the logos. But if the decision is upheld, it's going to be hard for the team to claim ownership of the brand. They won't be able to do it because they would be it would be unlicensed merchandise, basically. Oh. This is a way to force their hand on this. And this is in response to a suit that was brought by five Native Americans. So stay tuned. I am stunned. This is a big surprise that this happened this way. All right, and what do you think about a young girl going to the DMV, didn't want to look like a star without makeup, wore makeup, and was told to immediately take that makeup off? Yep. 16-year-old Chase Culpepper went to take the driver's test in March. And this is the other twist in this. He considers himself gender non-conforming. He regularly wears makeup and girls' clothes. Really, he looks like a girl in the photographs. After passing his driver's test, he went to take his photo for the license. An employee at the office asked him to remove his makeup. He said he couldn't wear a disguise, didn't look like a boy should, blah, blah, blah. All these other things. And so can you imagine, once all of that said, what's going to happen? Can you say, lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit? So that kicked in a big discussion about makeup and DMV and the freedom to express yourself and everything in between. It could be a big blunder for that local DMV, though, because they may end up paying for it. And then this, to me, goes back to football again, ironically, but a bio that could cost one star NFL player $5 million. Twitter has gotten so many people in trouble for things they've tweeted. People have lost jobs. People have had lawsuits against them. And here's the case. Jimmy Graham. He hasn't been able to reach a long-term contract extension with New Orleans Saints. He's a star. So they want to slap him with the franchise tag. That locks you into a one-year contract, and it's worth the maximum dollar value for the position. So if you get the franchise tag, whatever they pay that position, you would get. On his bio, he describes himself as New Orleans Saints tight end. The tight end gets paid a lot less than the wide receiver. A wide receiver with that franchise tag gets paid $5 million more than a tight end does. He is a wide receiver, but he operates like a tight end, too. He's great at both of those positions. But they could use the social media tag if they wanted to and say, well, this is not even how he presents himself.
Well, that was dumb.
Yeah. So there's a lesson in this. Be careful when you tweet and what you identify yourself as, especially if you play for the NFL, and they might slap you with the franchise tag. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.